requires a restart every now and then. You know, turn it off and then turn it back on again. Kind of like the Daily Dust.
Oh, the gossip mill.
Comes the gossip.
I swear you're the biggest gossips in town.
Well, now you're making it sound like gossip.
I should have repeat gossip. Why should you stop now?
You think right now is the time for gossip?
Let's dish.
Yes, actually, I do think right now is the time for gossip. And it's the Daily Dust, brought to you by Hefner Furniture and Appliance. Okay, so Sylvester Stallone, in an interview, and this is like all over the headlines, admits he was a coward for trying to break up with his wife, Jennifer Flavin, in a FedExed letter back in the day.
The most insincere breakup you can get is like, you can't even say, you can't even, you put it down in words because you don't have the guts to do it face to face, because I think the department didn't want to. You see what I mean?
You didn't want to break up.
No, I didn't.
Yeah. Okay, then why did you? The couple reconciled and married in 1997, staying together ever since. Wait, didn't they file for divorce a couple years ago? But they're still together. They have three beautiful daughters, by the way. A list of the most powerful women in Hollywood includes Oprah, Greta Gerwig, Quinta Brunson, Zendaya, Sydney Sweeney, Beyonce, and of course, Taylor Swift. Jennifer Tilly shared that her divorce settlement with The Simpsons co-creator Sam Simon included a piece of the show.
My ex-husband was Sam Simon, who created The Simpsons. I was married to him for 7 years. We were together for about 10 years. And then when we got divorced, I got a piece of The Simpsons in the divorce settlement. And nobody knew that The Simpsons was going to go on for trillions of years. So every day, honestly, every day, I'm like, thank you, Sam.
Yeah, I bet you are. It kind of feels a little liar, liar. If you know, you know. Taylor Swift is Spotify's most streamed artist of 2024. She also had the most streamed album with the Tortured Poets Department, the anthology. And Sabrina Carpenter's Espresso was the top song. Gwen Stefani shared a health update after developing a painful rash from a poisonous plant while gardening over Thanksgiving.
It was the weirdest thing. They were like, wear gloves when you plant them or whatever. Well, we did these hyacinth bulbs, which we really hadn't done before. I think one of them was like rotten and it was like leaking. It felt like 100 ants like biting you. I felt like I need to get on Instagram and be like, by the way, if you're watching me plant these without gloves on, like I felt like responsible to warn people.
Yeah, hyacinths, daffodils, all those, wear gloves. A journalist asked The Rock if he ever has fun, and because the answer was kind of no, well, it prompted The Rock to think about it, and he posted that he was kicked back and relaxing, something he hasn't done in a while. Paris and Nicole, The Encore, a three-part special, premieres on Peacock December 12th, reuniting Paris Hilton and Nicole Richie after 20 years after their legendary reality TV debut. I blame this for them for a lot of this stuff. Paul Mescal is set to host Saturday Night Live this weekend with Shaboozey as the musical guest. And in the latest SNL promo, Mescal taps into his Gladiator 2 role while preparing to host.
Paul.
Hey, Mikey.
Lauren told me that you wanted to play Don Jr. I hate to be this guy, but it's kind of my thing.
Absolutely no problem. It's all yours.
Wow, what a nice guy.
He's such a pro.
Man, this week is going to be...
You killed him!
Oh, what the?
A man must fight for what is rightfully his. I will have vengeance, or I will have death.
It's gonna be real fun this week, guys. I see you at the read-through.
I guess we got to clean this up.
Yeah. Oh, that's funny. Speaking of Saturday Night Live. So SNL cast members are revealing that the show pays so little they couldn't really splurge when they got their first paycheck. Here's Pete Davidson.
My biggest indulgence after my first SNL paycheck. Do you guys know what they pay us? It's like $3,000 an episode. I think I got dinner.
And he hasn't eaten since. Anyway, that's it. That's the Daily Dust. And it's brought to you by Hefner Furniture and Appliance, Morning Go and B104.3. Well, in the spirit of The Rock, what can I say except you're welcome?